Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A Stranger on Ghost Island by Michelle Tangen centers around the main character, a 30-year-old Corey Banks. He's now a police detective in his main hometown. During their high school senior class field trip, Corey loses his girlfriend and 9 other friends. Haunted by his memories of Julie since the loss, he and his partner are assigned as the lead detective on a new case involving 2 girls from Corey's former high school that failed to return home from a shopping trip. The case weighs heavily on Corey's mind as the anniversary of the tragedy approaches, but this new case might hold a link to his past and possibly a key to his future. Michelle has been called a natural storyteller. She's worked as a certified licensed nursing assistant since the age of 15, a graduate of Triton Regional High School in Byfield, Massachusetts, her hometown for many years, more recently graduated from Great Bay Community College, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, with a medical office administrative assistant certificate and a degree in business administration. Currently lives in Rochester, New Hampshire, and when time allows, she enjoys reading, writing, movies, hiking, small mountain climbing, and puzzles of all kinds. Michelle Tangen, author of A Stranger on Ghost Beach, a finalist, by the way, in the 2020 Best Book Awards in the Fiction Novella category, is with us on This Week in America. Michelle, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You know, it's interesting. You've created a really great story and you've been called a natural storyteller, and you've really got that ability to tell a compelling story, which you do in A Stranger on Ghost Beach. When did you decide, I really enjoy this, I like writing?
Actually, believe it or not, was more towards the second story that came off this book, unanticipated. Because I really started getting into it then. This one took a little work. I had approximately 17 pages done, put it on a shelf, and didn't look back for probably 10 years or better until my youngest daughter asked me if I was ever going to finish it, because she was the only one besides me who had ever seen what I wrote.
Yes. So it took a while.
I made the agreement. Whoops, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so it took a while. You sat there, the story's developing, and then pick up the story at that point. Your daughter says, Mom, you ever going to do this?
And the agreement with her was if I couldn't finish it, she had to. So there I had to do a timeline. But she agreed. So I did a timeline. I actually, at the dismay of my college advisor, took the summer semester off to finish this. And when I reread what I had written, I realized I had written a whole story in 17 pages. So I took what I wrote and broke it down. And then I didn't have everything. I actually had more like the beginning. Then I got the end and worked the middle between it is how the story came about. And a few of the characters weren't originally in there. I can point out at least 3 that were written in after the fact.
That is interesting how this whole project came about. Usually it's like nicely, neat, organized. It's there. Yours was really sort of an unconventional route to getting this finished and published then, wasn't it?
It was. And there are 2 more books that are currently in publication that came off the story. I had no intention of going any further with this. I pretty much closed it out in the epilogue. But it did transpire. The first one at this point is due out in July. That could change potentially. And the third one is going to be in production a bit longer than that.
That is fantastic. Now, this book, Michelle Tangen is our guest on the program. Tangen is T-A-N-G-E-N. If you're Googling, you'll find the book at Amazon.com, the usual places, A Stranger on Ghost Beach. You mentioned the sort of pact you had with your daughter. Anybody else encourage you to write this book? Anybody else know that you were writing? Did they know that you were writing it and encourage you?
Nobody, like I said, she was the only other one that had ever read what I wrote or even really knew that I wrote it all, because when I was in high school, I pretty much wrote poetry. I had started another book a long time ago. I did not get that far with it and lost what I had worked on at some point during a move, along with a handful of other stuff. But So this is the actual first full, it's actually a novella that I wrote. But I did have poetry published in high school through a contest. That was the only other work I really had published.
So this is something, it's been developing for a while. Obviously, this interest has been there for quite a while. Have you had any other books published before you wrote A Stranger on Ghost Beach?
No, just poetry. And I was young. Like I said, I was in high school when that happened. And I just really didn't do much of anything in between other than, work. I got married, had a family, the usual stuff that kind of gets in the way of a dream. So as I noted in the book, when I acknowledged people in the front and thanked them for, helping a dream come true 40 years later, because I had written in, I believe in my yearbook that I wanted to write. And it was my eighth grade teacher who was the first person that encouraged it, which he is acknowledged. Right. He's the first person actually acknowledged in the book at the beginning.
Well, and there's such talent there. I'm glad that you persisted. That's a lesson for everybody out there who's thought about, I'd like to write a book, and then life gets in the way and suddenly it's on the back shelf or in the closet, stored in boxes after a move or something. And you may find the book later or come up with the concept of getting the book published. This, your first attempt at writing a book, talk a little bit about that, what you went through in writing this, and now you're in there, you've got a couple of other books coming up. But what was it like the first time writing a book? It sounds like it gets easier as you progress.
I was probably the most disorganized writer in the world. I had notes everywhere, other than when I timelined it, but then I still had to go find everything and figure out where it fit best in the story. And that was actually a lot of work, just to get it where it would work best, because it's a book that is very heavily timelined in the first part. The book is in three parts, with a prologue, a narrative, and an epilogue, which all the books follow that same style. And the first part goes back and forth a lot between multiple years, from when Corey was younger to when he was, till when he's 30.
Yes. Well, you've got a real intriguing story here. And yeah, there are a lot of moving parts for the writer. Boy, you picked something a little elaborate, didn't you, to begin with? Because like I said, there are a lot of actual things going on there. What have you learned from the process? Are you, I think, a better organized writer now after you've gone through what you went through?
Oh, yeah. I will tell you, the second and third books were like a piece of cake compared to this. They came, I actually worked on them simultaneously. When I couldn't think of anything to write on one, I would work on the other. I did have notes, but I didn't have all this disorganization. I had everything pretty much in order where I wanted it. And I actually did both those books while I was while I was still in school, whereas I had taken the semester off to do this one.
Yes.
So that just explains how much easier the ones that transpired after were. But you also have to remember, on your first one, you're putting together all your characters, you're starting your story.
Yes.
So it does take a lot more work.
The book is A Stranger on Ghost Beach. Our guest is Michelle Tangen, T-A-N-G-E-N. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on to Michelle's page on Amazon, get information on the book. I love the storyline. I didn't want to give away too much, but sort of tried to lay the groundwork for the story in the beginning. Talk about the inspiration to write this book, where this whole concept for the story came from, and what do you hope the reader takes away from reading A Stranger on Ghost Beach?
This is probably going to come as a surprise, but according to my daughter, I actually told her this transpired from a dream, which in actuality would be considered more a nightmare, in all honesty. in any of the parts that you read where, there's something bad happens would be a nightmare. And there are actually a few lessons, I believe, in this book. And the other two and another one that's in progress that I'm writing now, they all focus on drinking and driving is one factor. I will say the first and second also focus on homophobia. And then there is also the depression of the main character, especially in the first book. Though it does come to light a little bit in the next two books, it's mentioned. It shows obviously more in the first book. You know, so there are like three main things that I was hoping would be a takeaway from the story.
Who is this book designed for? Is this with all the young adult category? There's a great story here that anybody would enjoy reading. Was there a particular audience you had in mind?
It was originally intended for young adult. I have had, my granddaughters have read it. They were about 9 or 10 at the time. I have also had, I work as like an LNA. I have had a couple of residents that have read it. They were in their 90s. So, and then there's, you know, some of my family members and other people. And so pretty much, let's say the spread of people that have read it up from 10 to 90-something years old. So, and I've gotten pretty good feedback from everybody. And actually, I would say really good feedback. So,
yeah, the reviews that I've read, everybody is like a sort of universal in, boy, we really like what Michelle is doing. We hope there will be more, and there will be more, as we talked about. We'll go through all of that before we wrap up the program. Once you get the story going, you got to work on the cover. That's sort of like the calling card and the title. That's so important. I love the title, A Stranger on Ghost Beach. That has my attention. The name of the beach gets my attention as well. And I love the picture on the cover. How did you go about coming up with the title and designing the cover?
The title actually comes from a scene in the book where one of the missing girls is basically having an out-of-body experience where she is walking alone on the beach. And she is actually walking towards voices that she eventually hears. That's where the rocks that are kind of in the back, they were supposed to be like a little larger and stuff, come into play. So that's where the cover and the title came from.
Yeah, as you're mentioning that, I can see exactly what you're talking about. That's so well done on the cover of the book, A Stranger on Ghost Beach. Michelle Tangen, our guest on the program. The town of Arlington doesn't exist in the state of Maine. Is there an actual area in Maine that you base the town of Arlington on?
There was one that I had planned on going to visit, and I did not visit before writing the book. So I did not name the town. I just kind of gave it a false name. I just used the name that I had used for the mall, for the town also. But after driving up to a couple of areas in Maine just this past fall with my daughter to look around, and Georgetown, Maine was originally the place I was going to look at. I would say it is very loosely based on that area.
The book is by Michelle Tangen. It's A Stranger on Ghost Beach. You write the book, and we went through the story on writing this particular part of this book, one of several on, that we'll talk about again before the program's over. But then you've got to get it published, and now you're promoting it. You're getting the word out there. How much promotion have you done, and what's it like going out to publicly and talking about your book?
In all honesty, I wasn't able to do a whole lot of promotion. This book came out while I was still actively in college, and I was pretty much going every semester trying to get through and get done, because I had been there since about 2014, if I remember correctly. So homework took up the brunt of my time. I really had no free time. I do have a Facebook page. I do. I am with the writers. Community on Twitter. Instagram, I'm not quite comfortable with yet. I'm just getting to learn that. The other thing that happened with promotion was when I finally finished college, it was December, so we're heading into 2020. I did have 3 months where I would have had the opportunity to promote this when I would have been out of work post-surgery. A week after I got home, everything got shut down. There went that opportunity. So I have not had a lot of opportunity to promote this book at all, in all honesty.
Well, the book is really so well written, excellent reviews. It's A Ghost on a Stranger on Ghost Beach. Michelle Tangen, our guest on the program. Book's available at Amazon. We talk about a series. Was this designed to be a standalone book, or was this always a plan to have a series?
There was no plan to go beyond the first book. I believe I said earlier, I had closed it out pretty much in the epilogue. Anybody that, you know, has already read it would probably agree with that. But then just driving around a couple times, actually, with my daughter when we were just driving around, I had a concept for the second book, which she liked, and she actually gave me the direction to go with the concept that I put out to her, and I did use. That book is a little shorter than this one, and that's the one that's currently very actively in production. And then the third one, the same thing, I gave her an idea and told her I had already had a title set up for that one, and she basically, from the title, said, "Oh, you could have fun with that." So that was actually my favorite one to write, would be the third one when it comes out.
So, that's interesting. Being anxious to talk about. I'm sorry, what's the title?
The second one is A Stranger in Papa Ben's Cabin, and the third one is A Stranger in Haunted Hollow.
Ooh, I love the titles on all of these, starting off with A Stranger on Ghost Beach. Two more in the series to follow. You can get all that information, I'm sure, by going to Amazon and follow Michelle Tangen there and on Facebook there as well. This is very visual. You do such a nice job of really making this visual for the reader. We can see the story as it unfolds. Any thoughts about turning this into a movie? This has all the elements of a very compelling movie.
I actually have had that in the back of my mind. I actually did start just very, I think I scripted out a couple parts of it, but then I started working on another book, which, because I know what I'm doing with that, but don't quite know what I'm doing with script writing, pretty much is taking a little more of my time. There's actually a fourth book coming off of this. that one will be a while. I'm not really that far into it yet.
Well,
I did start scripting it out. I would love to see a movie made out of it. I think it would be a great movie, in all honesty. It would be something I would watch. It would be the kind of movie I would watch. My son-in-law, actually, when I kind of explained the story to him, he's kind of, guffed because he likes action movies, and he's like, Lifetime movie was his comment to that.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's a nice escape, and I see this falling into that category there. So some of these characters' storyline will live on. Do you have a favorite character in the story that you developed?
I would absolutely say the main character, Corey, is my favorite. I think part of the reason these other stories transpired from this first book is kind of, as like a lot of writers, I had a hard time letting go of my characters. You know, you spend so much time developing them,
yes,
that kind of hard to just let go. I can imagine, people that have written series with like multiple books, like J.K. Rowling, and people like that, probably had the worst time ever, giving up the characters after the fact. But yeah, I can vouch for it being hard to give them up.
Always thought that would be difficult. Here's somebody that you've lived with, that's lived in your mind for months, in your case, years, and now you're just sort of saying, okay, Corey, you're on your own. Go enjoy your life. But
right,
Ain't living in my head anymore. And that would be difficult. So I'm glad that you're keeping them going. We got a minute or so left in the program. What has this been like for you when you got A Stranger on Ghost Beach, knowing the backstory now and all that went into that, the starts and the stops along the way? What was it like when you got a copy of that book and you're Michelle Tangen, a published author?
It was an awesome feeling, especially when, they send you the first copy of the book. And I actually sat down with my three daughters and my two granddaughters that are still with us, and opened it, and my son-in-law filmed it, opened it while we were all sitting together, and actually the family dogs that, where I used to live. So it was actually like a spread of all of us on the couch while I opened the book. It was it was exciting, you know, something that I had wanted to do, like I said, since high school. And yeah, it took 40 years to accomplish it, but you know, now I can say it's done, and that's kind of one thing off the bucket list, and you know,
well,
so to speak.
It's done, and it really has been done so well. A Stranger on Ghost Beach. You find the book available at Amazon, the usual places. Michelle Tangen is the author and our guest. That's T-A-N-G-E-N. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Michelle's page on Amazon, so you'll be able to keep up with any other books that will be coming out, when they'll be coming out, and you can also find her on Facebook. How do they find you on Facebook?
It is a business page, and I do believe it's just under my name, Michelle Tangen. I've been trying to get together with my younger daughter to have her help me do a Facebook boost for the book. We haven't done it yet, but I'm hoping like within the next couple weeks that we can get together and work on that. I don't know if there's an actual link beyond my name. The picture that's on it is the one that's on the back of the book for that page, because my regular Facebook is actually Snoopy is my is my image, not my face. So.
So if you have a picture of a lady on there, that is Michelle. So you can look for her on Facebook. And the thing, if you go to Amazon, you'll get information on the book. You can order the book there as well. A Stranger on Ghost Beach. Michelle, congratulations on your perseverance and, you know, keeping your writing going and going back and finishing that project. And you're now entertaining so many people that have enjoyed reading A Stranger on Ghost Beach. Looking forward to the others. It's been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. And again, it's Michelle Tangen, T-A-N-G-E-N. The book is A Stranger on Ghost Beach. You'll find it at Amazon. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.